This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell.
Good morning and hi again, everyone. I'm Freddie Bell. Glad you're with us this morning as we continue our discussion now on New Beginnings. Last week, we talked to you about resolving to focus on your career in 2021. We gave you the first part of that, and that came from our co-host on the program, Mr. Joe McKenzie. He turns candidates into contenders. You can find him online at www.rippleconnects.com or by phone at 763-438-1621. Joe McKenzie, a lively discussion last week as we looked at what's taken place in 2020 and how we can position ourselves for 2021. As a way of recapping, let's talk about what we did cover last week on career growth in 2021. And again, good morning, Joe McKenzie.
Thank you, Freddie Bell. Yeah, we basically talked about how the fourth quarter of 2020 is, you know, New Year's Eve 2021. And all comedy aside, it's important for us as individuals, as employees, as professionals to embrace our own growth in our careers and our professions because we don't know what 2021 is going to bring. Agreed?
That is certainly agreed, sir.
Well, we talked about if I hear a lot of, oh, I'm going to pivot to this, pivot to that. Well, if we don't know what to pivot to, and we had a chance to have a plan B or C or a D or, you know, a contingency plan, then shame on us. You know, as professionals, it's important that we embrace our own growth so we can go to our toolbox and say, hey, this is not working, but I think this was or this could. And I think that is really what we talked about last week. And one of the key takeaways here, what actionable step we talked about, is get out of your head and start collaborating. If it's within your own peer group or, you know, for me, it was attending a virtual seminar off the West Coast, talking with people all over the country about how do I move my nonprofit, how do I move my small company forward when things are not what they planned. That only helped me to pivot to something in regards to my company and my nonprofit that I lead. I'm more excited about 2021 because of last week's seminar and who I talked to and who I collaborated with than staying inside my head and worrying about what 2021. So that was the takeaway. First step, collaborate so you can understand the challenges and what could be coming, what are already there, but also start carving out what you can pivot to. And that's that career growth that you can count on. That's the one area, Freddie, that you can still control. The election, COVID, the economy, completely out of our control. Agreed?
I would agree with that. There's no way that we can control any of that.
But we can control how we respond to that adversity in our own careers, our own companies, our own communities. And that is why that's why we're talking about it in October and not January 1st. I think January 1st of 2021, resolving to grow in your career is too late, in my opinion.
Interesting. So what would be your message? You talked about career professionals, and not to say that another group of individuals aren't professionals, but we're talking, how about the hospitality industry? How about the folks who have construction as their trade, or maybe even healthcare? We've seen some layoffs in healthcare, even in the midst of the pandemic. How can those individuals prepare for 2021?
Well, obviously, those are industry sectors that 10 months ago, we would have never been talking about with the aging baby boomers and just low interest rates in regards to, you know, construction and so forth. But yes, it has been impacted. How do those industry sectors go forward? Well, I think specifically for those industries that have been disrupted, knowing what your transferable skills are, knowing they will be welcomed in other sectors, but also understanding where those strengths in other sectors are going to be. We talked about this all summer long. We talked about telecommunications as a strength. That trade, transportation, and utility sector, we buy things online. The infrastructure that takes place to get something you buy online from point A to B is not just the truck. It's people, it's professionals, it's diversity of professional talents that are needed to get that much efficiency built into those industry sectors. So to answer your question, people that have been impacted know that maybe that industry may not go back to where it was when you were employed, but realizing what your transferable skills are and how to market them and what and to look at pivoting to another industry.
Great answers this morning. We're talking with Joe McKenzie, talking about resolving to focus on your career growth in 2021. Joe McKenzie gave us a term that the fourth quarter of 2020 is the New Year's Eve of 2021. Can you talk about additional steps we can take, Joe McKenzie, to ensure that our experience that we've gained in our career and that we are also going to grow into the next year, 2021?
Absolutely, Freddie Bell. You know, we talked about collaboration, so identifying some of those challenges that we may have, or our communities have, our companies have, our industries have. By identifying what those challenges are, identifying the resources that are going to allow you to grow. And that could be, you know, as simple as understanding where industries are going, but, you know, being early to the game and, you know, immersing yourself in new concepts or a new way of going about doing something. I mean, it's hard to talk about all the industry sectors, but industry sectors learn how to adapt. And if you're that professional that is out in front of that and you can bring that to your organization or your own company or your own team, you're going to be farther ahead. So on top of collaboration, it's really identifying those resources. Talking to your advocates, talking to your peers, doing your own due diligence to know where you want to go. And that growth can come in. It may look very different to individuals. It could be online, you know, certifications. It can be attending peer group seminars where you understand and identify those resources. It may be taking, you know, just someone aside and building a small group of mentors around you that constantly stretch you to think differently about something. I know that my mentors, including yourself, have stretched my mind to think differently about solving the problems in the nonprofit industry that I'm in. I didn't have to look that up on the internet. It was one of the people that we've talked about here, one of the authors that I Kevin Leonard, who wrote Ultimate Success, How to Transform Your Mediocre Life into Real Growth. That conversation with Kevin allowed me to reapproach the nonprofit that I lead differently. I didn't have to take a class. I needed to sit down with him and pick his brain. And Freddie, I've done that with you on how do we tackle some of the problems that are in the community? How do we do things different? So never underestimate the power of another individual and their impact on your life. And that, Freddie, it does not have to be. If you're an engineer, you don't always need another engineer to grow yourself, you know, experience professional growth. Mm-hmm. You might want to embrace some of that diversity of thinkers in your advocate group to help you grow. So never underestimate the power of talking to someone else that's going to make you become open-minded on how do you approach the problems that exist or that are coming.
We're talking to Joe McKenzie about resolving to focus on your career growth in 2021. So we go through the growth process. We're talking to our bench of advocates. We're corresponding with the people who are close to us. How do we measure our own career growth? Is it simply in finding that new opportunity?
Well, that's one measurement, finding it, but how do you apply it and how do you add some quantification to it? You know, the reason I attended a seminar last week was because I want to increase our fundraising capacity, our reach, so we can serve more in anticipation of more needs for the nonprofit that I lead. I will be able to measure where we're at, you know, in the second quarter of 2021 based upon what I did here. I think everybody's going to have to look at, you know, their own unique cases, but being able to measure it versus just, hey, I attended a seminar or I talked to someone, what actions did you take and how were the outcomes different, you know, from, you know, profit margins to saving money to more efficiencies to improving morale, however, whatever job you're in, and if you can look back and see what you did for growth and how it's impacted and what kind of deliverable you have in regards to that, that's, I think that is an important step, because without that, if you're going to go take these steps and you're not going to get the desired results, then why do it?
Nothing happens.
That's why it's an important measure.
It is an important measure. And Joe, we have to leave it right there because of the fine work you do in New Beginnings. We never have enough time, but we can be here. Where can we find more information about the details that you shared with us?
RippleConnects.com, and that's where we turn candidates into contenders, Freddie Bell.
And our show continues right now.
If you're ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. Visit RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. Go to RippleConnects.com.
Says the spokesman.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities, and it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman!
Introducing the New Beginnings podcast, featuring career, health, and financial information for people on the go. To get your fresh start, visit freddiebell.com/newbeginnings. Check out the New Beginnings podcast today.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't. $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Our weekend program continues on New Beginning, as now it's time to talk about healthcare, and the future of healthcare is right here. The pandemic has turned telehealth from a maybe one day to a right here, right now situation. As recently as last year, only 8% of Americans had ever used telemedicine. And that has changed overnight, with some practitioners reporting that up to 95% of patient visits are now virtual, and with insurance companies and health providers advertising their telemedicine offerings. Telemedicine, defined as a visit between a patient and a healthcare provider by telephone, smartphone, tablet, or computer, is just one part of telehealth, which also includes programs such as at-home patient monitoring and physician-to-physician consults. One example is teleradiology, in which CT scans and MRIs are interpreted by radiologists who can be on a different continent than the patient's doctor. Innovative telehealth programs are successfully reducing the need for patients to go to the ER or to be hospitalized, and they're proving so attractive to patients and healthcare providers that many experts believe this form of medicine may become routine, that according to Gene Linzer of AARP. Coming of age, telemedicine has been talked about as the wave of the future for the past several years, but it took radical changes in federal and state regulations and insurance policies over the past few months, as well as a change in consumer awareness and behavior to thrust the future upon us today. For example, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services has temporarily lifted regulations that prevented reimbursement for telemedicine visits outside of rural areas and did not allow doctors to treat patients across state lines. For patients who have trouble traveling or live far from their doctors, telemedicine is especially prized. As an example, cancer patients are discovering that they can avoid travel to see specialists who may be located far from their homes. Moffitt Cancer Center in Tampa, Florida reports conducting 300 or more virtual visits a day, and Massachusetts General Hospital in Houston saw a 10 to 20-fold increase in telemedicine visits in late March, while the medical centers of the University of California, San Francisco, reported that half of its visits were conducted virtually. Reduced travel time also means the patients can use less sick time for missed work. In some instances, they don't have to take off time from work, as they can use their lunch or break time to have a virtual visit. Telehealth programs offer advantages beyond reduced exposure to infectious diseases. If you live with a chronic condition such as congestive heart failure, diabetes, or chronic lung disease, you may benefit from far more frequent and even continuous oversight of your health status than you would receive from intermittent in-person visits. Atrium Health, a healthcare service provider serving 37,000 patients daily across Georgia, has seen virtual primary care and urgent care visits increase by more than 500% since the pandemic began. Heart patients who require surgery are enrolled in the Perfect Care program. That's a telehealth initiative that follows patients before, during, and after heart surgery that, according to Jeffrey Rose, who's a doctor and president of Atrium Sanger Heart and Vascular Institute. When patients go home, they are equipped with a smartphone, if they don't have one already, along with a weight scale and wearable devices that monitor their heart rate, how many steps they take, and their sleep patterns. Rose says that data from these devices are projected in real time on dashboards used by healthcare providers to manage patient care. Rose goes on to say that if we see their heart rate is going up, their sleep pattern is disturbed, or that they are gaining weight and falling behind on their daily steps they take, we can call them and do a video visit. The program has paid off, he says, in reduced ER visits and hospitalizations. Artificial intelligence, AI, another aspect of telehealth, is being used to reduce a potentially deadly problem. Alarm fatigue is what happens when your health monitoring system cries wolf often enough that staff fail to react quickly to a potentially life-threatening situation. Dr. Rose goes on to say that the last thing anyone with chronic health conditions needs is to get in the car, drive, and wait in a waiting room. He says we need access to telehealth to be maintained once the pandemic has cooled in order to ensure Medicare and other payers continue their support for virtual technologies. He says we need advocacy on all fronts, particularly from patients. You're listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and there's an old adage that used to say, or maybe it's a grandmother saying, maybe a mother saying, that a spoonful of honey or sugar can make a cough go away. And a little adaptation on that. You may want to have honey on hand the next time you catch a cold, according to some people we've talked with. That's because honey has been shown to provide better cough relief than some of the over-the-counter drugs. Oxford University researchers said in findings, it's been published in the BMJ Evidence-Based Medicine Journal. They say that honey is more effective than usual care alternatives for improving upper respiratory tract infection symptoms, particularly cough frequency and cough severity. According to the scientists, researchers say they reviewed 14 past studies about upper respiratory tract infections, also known as the common cold. Symptoms can include runny or stuffy nose, sneezing, sore throat, and coughing. I know some of us have gone through that or are going through it right now. Four of the studies examined comparisons between honey and diphenhydramine, the antihistamine that can be used to relieve coughs, according to the U.S. government. It's sold under several different brand names, including Benadryl and Unisom, and combined with other ingredients in some cold medicines. In their findings, Oxford scientists said honey was significantly better than diphenhydramine at improving coughing. The results come from studies that included 385 participants, the data shows, but honey was not significantly better at cough relief when compared with another class of medicines called dextromethorphan. That according to a review of two studies combined with 137 patients. Dextromethorphan is used to suppress coughs and can be found on pharmacy shelves in products such as Robitussin and Mucinex. Scientists reviewing the common cold studies have also found comparisons with placebos are more limited and require more high-quality placebo-controlled trials, they say. Anyone sick with a cold should talk to a pharmacist or your doctor about the best medicines for them, according to health officials. They say that over-the-counter medicines may provide temporary relief of symptoms, but they'll not cure your illnesses, that according to the CDC. The CDC also includes honey on its list of possible ways to suppress coughs. Other tips for feeling better from a cold might include getting enough rest, breathing in steam, and using a saline spray. Health officials and researchers caution against using antibiotics for cold relief. They say they don't help patients get better and could possibly lead to infections that are resistant to bacteria. A little honey could make the day go better for you. You're listening to New Beginnings. As we continue talking about health on New Beginnings, there's some encouraging news about the rate and the increase of dementia. Although the number of people with dementia continues to increase, the rate of growth has declined by 13% in each of the past three decades. The brain disorder affects nearly 50 million people worldwide. The new finding reported by Harvard researchers in the journal Neurology is suggesting that the number of people developing dementia in coming years may be less than expected. Nonetheless, that number known as the prevalence of dementia is expected to triple in the next 30 years, growing to more than 150 million people worldwide, due in large part to increases in life expectancy and population size. The researchers cited a somewhat stronger decline in the rate of growth among men than women, 24% versus 8%. They projected that if the trend continues, it is possible that as many as 60 million fewer people than expected would develop dementia worldwide by 2040. The researchers did not determine underlying causes of the decline in incidence, but they noted that improvements in lifestyle overall may have contributed. Their research was based on data from seven long-term studies involving 49,000 people who are 65 years of age and older. And we're also finding that polio has been eradicated from Africa. Yes, polio was declared eradicated in Africa just a few days ago, leaving only one region in the world where the wild strain of the virus remains. Polio is a highly contagious disease that is generally passed through the fecal-oral route or sometimes through contaminated food and water. It affects mainly children younger than five and can cause paralysis. Rose Leake, who is a chairwoman of the African Regional Commission for the Certification of the Eradication of Poliomyelitis, called it a historic public health achievement. Wild polio cases have decreased by 99.9% since vaccination programs were widely introduced in 1988. But until recently, Nigeria and the Central African Republic, South Sudan, and Cameroon still had pockets of the infection. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari, whose country was the last on the continent to be declared free of wild polio, warned that Africa must avoid a resurgence of this disease. Challenges to immunization and therefore eradication included displaced communities, political unrest, and geographical isolation, as well as suspicion of vaccines. With the African region declared polio-free, only Afghanistan and Pakistan still suffer endemic transmission of the virus. Great news for our health this weekend on New Beginnings.
Minnesota is home to a robust network of more than 300 food shelves that may be able to offer additional food support to families and individuals who are suffering from hunger. Hunger Solutions can locate a food shelf near you. Call the Minnesota Food Helpline at 1-888-711-1151. 888-711-1151. 1151 or use the interactive map at hungersolutions.org. This message powered by the Minnesota Department of Health.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
Good morning. You are listening to New Beginnings, and with us right now is Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis with our four-minute reset. Good morning.
Good morning, Freddie. It is my pleasure to be here with you, with your listeners, and it is also my pleasure, of course, to offer this four-minute reset. So let's just begin as we always begin with a deep cleansing breath, just feeling that breath move through your body, allowing it to do what it does, and feeling that relaxation begin to melt away tension, becoming fully present to this moment right now. Even as you continue to drive, if you are driving right now, being present to all that is going on around you, and yet still being able to use your breath so powerfully, so directly. And then bring everyone's attention as they find their perfect rhythm, their perfect coming and going of the breath, to pay attention to when the inhale becomes the exhale, and when the exhale becomes the inhale. Just noticing that moment. And noticing that the breath cannot exist without both of those processes. The inhale requires the exhale, and the exhale requires the inhale. Two sides to the same coin. And just as you can pay attention to the inhale, and you can pay attention to the exhale, so too can you also pay attention to states of mind. Oftentimes, two sides of the same coin. So perhaps before this time when you were feeling heavy, weighted down by heavy thoughts, you flip that coin over now through using your breath and see that there is another side, a side of lightness, a side of weightlessness, a side where you feel absolutely unlimited, as if you could drift and dream and be inspired. Perhaps the side of the coin that you were paying attention to before, maybe there were feelings of anger, sadness, grief, possibly even hate. And of course, there's a flip side to all of those. There's love and joy, and inspiration, and compassion. And knowing that all of these things are part of the human experience, none of them good, bad, right, or wrong. They just are. But you, with the ability to place your focus on that which benefits you the most, knowing that there will be those moments, and you can change it. You can move into a more beneficial state. And the first step of moving into a more beneficial state of mind, of course, is through your breath. Using the exhale to release and let go of any and all unbeneficial feelings. No judgment, just releasing. And using the inhale to breathe in that which serves you more, calm, peace, beingness, love, compassion. And these are the things that you take with you now after this four-minute reset. Thanks for being here.
And you're listening to New Beginnings.
And now, our supporting partner, AARP in the Twin Cities.
Thank you so much for joining us on New Beginnings. And right now it's time to turn our attention to AARP Minnesota, where we have a chance now to visit with Jay Hapala, who is the Associate State Director for Community Engagement. Let's get to scams and fraud. Jay Hapala, good morning and welcome.
Mr. Bell, thank you.
It's our pleasure to talk with you. And I'm wondering, are you seeing new trends with regard to scams and fraud as we go into the fall season?
Most definitely, the scammers are always at work doing what they always do, and that's to use current events to take advantage of people and victimize us and steal money from you know, hardworking Americans. And as the pandemic draws on here, there are some new scams that are coming into our nationwide call center where we take thousands of reports every month, and there's always something new to learn about.
So talk about the lottery scam that is on the rise right now. What are you seeing there?
Sure. There's a little bit of a new twist with the old lottery scam. People receive emails or phone calls, and they're told that they've won a big prize. And in the old days, and it still happens, it might have been a Jamaican lottery or some country over in Europe that is telling you you've won a lottery. The new twist we're seeing is that the scammers are saying you've won a big prize because you shopped at a common retail store such as Target or Walmart or even Amazon, and that's what qualified you to win this big prize. Of course, the trick is that the scammer is going to ask for a lot of personal information maybe, or they're going to ask for payment in order to receive the prize. So the scammer might say you won $1 million, but first you have to send in 500, then 1,000, then 2,000 to claim that prize that never shows up.
Wow. How do you protect yourself against that one, Jay?
Well, if you didn't enter the lottery, it's just too good to be true. You know, just ignore it. There'll be a way to know if you've won a prize, and it doesn't include sending personal information or money as one of the first steps.
Makes a lot of sense. What about these psychic scams? I understand these are on the rise.
Yeah, you know, like I say, as the pandemic drags on here, people are, you know, going through a lot of difficult times. They're uncertain about the future, and some people, you know, they are turning to psychics as a way to get some answers or to get some help. And, you know, I don't know if you call any psychic hotlines or anything like that, but there are people who make their living as fortune tellers, and they do this and charge a fee to maybe do a reading or spend some time with their customers over the phone. It gets into fraud when a psychic or a fortune teller says that you've been cursed and you've got to pay $1,000 or more to have them undo this curse that you've been affected with. So it seems pretty outlandish, but we're getting an increase of reports of people who are being victimized by these scammers who are acting like psychics.
Wow. Everybody, we're talking with Jay Hapala from AARP Minnesota about scams and fraud. And the one site that people seem to go to a lot, Facebook, and I understand there are scams there too.
Oh, yeah. You and I have probably seen your friends who might put out an alert on Facebook that says they've been hacked and you shouldn't be, you know, responding to any friend requests from them, and you shouldn't be, you know, answering any messages from them. Well, when our friends say their Facebook account has been hacked, there's a couple of different things that could have happened. It might be that an imposter has copied their pictures off the internet and set up a separate Facebook profile, and now they're out there trying to connect with that person's real friends and ask them for money or ask them for information. Or it could be that their Facebook account has been taken over. So if, you know, the scammer or the imposter actually got the password to their Facebook account, then they can just take it over and interact with that person's friends and connections through that platform. A common scam that would come from an account takeover like that might come through Messenger. Like what I've seen has been my friends who have had their accounts taken over. The imposter will send me a private message that's asked me if I've heard about this opportunity to get a grant or an opportunity to get a prize. And if I were to click on that link in the private message, that could be a way I install malware or a computer virus onto my phone or my computer. Or it could be a link that leads to a form that requires my personal information, social security number, date of birth, even my credit card number, my bank account number to go through and claim the prize that they're saying I've won.
Wow. These people are crafty. So today we've covered lottery scams, psychic scams, Facebook scams, and there are many, many more. So what should our listeners do, your members do, if they suspect something is really going on that is nefarious?
Yeah, well, first, I encourage folks just to talk with someone they trust about their financial decisions. So if you have a family member, your parents, your adult children that you can talk to before making a big financial move, that's a good idea to talk to someone you trust. But anyone can also call our toll-free number and get some advice. It's our Fraud Watch helpline, and that number is 877-908-3360.
All right, let's say that again. I don't think people were expecting a number right away. So that number one more time, Jay?
877-908-3360.
Do you have a final thought to share with our audience this morning with regard to any of these scams or just a general statement today?
Yeah, you know, it's some holidays coming up, maybe a chance to get together with family and friends, hopefully in a safe way, you know, in the middle of this pandemic as it goes on. But those get-togethers can be a good chance just to talk about money, talk about your financial plans, and talk about the kind of scams that you're seeing, and we can all help each other be a little more safe.
Absolutely. Jay Happala, Associate State Director for Community Engagement from AARP Minnesota, and this is New Beginnings.
Minneapolis Public Housing is right now on New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi, everyone, and welcome, everybody. Welcome back to New Beginnings. And we've got some great information for you coming from the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, where Kitty Harris is the property manager. The address there is 1015 4th Avenue North, 612-344-2221. Not long ago, we told you about a blood drive that took place at the center's location. And Kitty Harris, I understand that was a really successful blood drive, and there is some more great news.
Yes, so a couple of months ago, we did a blood drive, and we had over 40 people show up for those much-needed donations. And so because we are such a great partner, the Red Cross will be returning again on Wednesday, November the 11th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We're going to be rounding out the year, hosting this blood drive for the community, and we're so excited to have such a great partnership. And this is one of the things that people can continue to do and be a part of during the pandemic, is to do their part to give blood to save lives. And so we are encouraging anybody that's interested to visit www.redcrossblood.org and enter the sponsor code MPHA and make an appointment to donate blood for Wednesday, November the 11th.
Can you give us that website once again? I know it went by pretty quickly.
Yes, the website is www.redcrossblood.org. And when they go on that website, at the top right-hand side, you'll enter the sponsor code MPHA, and you'll be able to sign up for our blood drive. But I'll even go one step further and say, if you're not able to make it on Wednesday, November the 11th, but you know that you want to do your part and donate, you can actually put in your zip code, and it will let you know what blood drives are going on in your area as well.
Well, big blood drive coming up on November 11th, and I find it interesting that that's Veterans Day or Armistice Day. What a great time to give blood.
Yes, it's such a good opportunity to give back. And one of the cool functions that the Red Cross has now in the technology age is the ability to track your donation from start to finish. And so you can actually see where it ends up and the three lives that it ends up impacting, where it goes, and it shows you everything on the Red Cross app. And so that's one of the cool new ways they're trying to utilize technology to bring people in and make them feel closer to their donations. So we're excited, and I didn't even catch that it was Veterans Day, so I'm sure we'll have to have some type of cool giveaway in honor of our veterans for that day, so that we're making sure that our donors are feeling double appreciated.
Tell us about the relationship that the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center has with the Red Cross.
So the relationship that we have has been going on for a couple of years now, because our lovely great room is such a big space and provides that opportunity that the Red Cross needs to come in and have the physical space. But due to the nature of what the center represents of being a hub of healthy initiatives and activities for the community, it was a natural fit for our center to partner with the Red Cross and give back to the community. because that's what all of our providers inside of the center are geared around, is helping seniors, helping the community, and helping people be healthy. And so donating blood is also another way that, you know, you can test your platelets and make sure that everything's good to go with you and your iron, but then you're also on the back end providing a much-needed service to our hospitals and our local clinics for a critical patient in need.
All right. And before we have to step away, can you share that website again for people who would like to register to give blood?
Yes, the website is www.redcrossblood.org, and our sponsor code is MPHA.
And you're listening to New Beginnings.
As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
Shakti spies a miserable poor man walking down the road. His clothes are shabby, and his sandals are tied to his feet with rope. Her heart is wrung with compassion. Touched by his essential goodness and his struggle, Shakti turns to her divine husband and implores him to give this man some gold. Shiva looks at the man for a long moment. "My dearest wife," he says, "I cannot do that." Shakti is astounded. "Why, what do you mean, husband? You are the Lord of the universe. Why can't you do this simple thing?" "I cannot give this to him because he is not yet ready to receive it," Shiva replies. Shakti becomes angry. "Do you mean to say that you cannot drop a bag of gold in his path?" "Surely I can," Shiva replies. "But that is quite another thing." "Please, husband," says Shakti. And so Shiva drops a bag of gold in the man's path. The man, meanwhile, walks along, thinking to himself, "I wonder if I will find dinner tonight, or shall I go hungry again?" Turning a bend in the road, he sees something on the path in his way. "Look there," he says, "a large rock. How fortunate that I have seen it. I might have torn these poor sandals of mine even further." And carefully stepping over the bag of gold, he goes on his way. We could update this story. Maybe the poor man unexpectedly received a winning lottery ticket. How would the story unfold? What would he do with sudden extreme wealth? Would he be ready to manage the money? Some gifts we are prepared to easily receive, and other gifts require a lot of work. You know those different kinds of gifts. Some are consumables. Yum! Others are educational or developmental. Perhaps a painting set or a needlepoint kit. Someone recently gave me a diet book. Ah! Yikes, these developmental gifts require a lot of work. Just give me the fruit baskets of life. Often, rocks, obstacles, or just changing circumstances appear on the path of our life. Whether or not we discover the gold is another matter. What happens is up to us. There are creative mental tools that can help us to uncover the gold within anything we encounter. Here's just a hint of what you can do. Be a prospector. Look for the gold or the good in your day. Be an alchemist. Transform your suffering, your experience, into a discovery. Be a scientist. Look for the related ideas working behind the experience. Be a psychologist. What does this experience mean to me? What do I feel about it? Or you can be a cleric or spiritual leader, creating rituals around the experience so that the experience is remembered. You learn from it. You celebrate it as a blessing, even though it may have appeared as a challenge. God created us as thinking, feeling, willing souls. We have so many inner tools with which to transform every experience, even the painful events of life, into the inner gold of understanding and evolving consciousness. Walking the path of life with great expectations does more than transform each event into a new discovery. Maintaining the expectancy of good in our mindset opens our heart to the world and to individuals. We begin to listen to others in a deeper way. Rather than casting their behavior in the light of our life, we can begin to hear their stories. Our Unity Prayer chaplains are trained to listen from the heart. In other words, to not only hear the outer facts of a person's story as they ask for prayer, but to be mindful of the deeper levels of their experience. They may speak of their family, their neighborhood, their workplace, but behind their words is a much deeper human longing to be acknowledged, respected, to feel secure, and that they have a valued place in this world, that they belong. I'm so excited in these present days. Well, I guess I'll date myself, because I've been humming throughout the week that old disco song from the Pointer Sisters. Remember? I'm so excited. Well, I won't go on. The lyrics get a little bit racy, but it was the disco days. But I'm so excited. We can create more stress or more understanding. We can experience fear of the new or anticipation of the possibilities. There are billions of gifts around our world. The thoughtful, consumable gifts we receive are practical, easy, and delicious to enjoy. But then there are those educational, developmental gifts we sometimes receive. They remind me of my father, who would often say as he opened a gift, mind you, he had a twinkle in his eye, "Oh, just what I always wanted, but not very much." So those gifts can be ignored, put on a shelf, or at worst, hated or feared. Or we can take them on and develop new capacities in our souls, new understanding, greater compassion and cooperation, deeper authenticity, more consistent integrity. The gift list is endless. I invite you, if you aren't ready, or if you're there partially, gear yourself up Sing a disco song if you need to. But get excited. Build up your expectations.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org.
Did you know that now you can see and hear Sunday morning services from Unity South Twin Cities? Search Unity South Twin Cities online and Facebook and catch the live stream Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Facebook.com.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. This is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. Goodbye, everybody.